off the mat after two back-to-back difficult losses like that?
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough one. I mean, to go to Oakland and have turnovers and penalties and have a chance at the end to make it a game in the Chicago game. But, I mean, this team, like we've said all year long, is a veteran group, a lot of characters. So, I mean, we'll be ready by Sunday.
Yeah, I know Travis has a sense of relief from what happened. How do you guys feel in the locker room?
Well, yeah, we're happy for him, you know. I think we've backed Travis as much as we possibly can. Coach Shanahan has his organization, Mr. Bowen, team. So, we're happy that he got off, you know. We're happy that everything got cleared up, and he's back with us for sure. For sure now, huh?
How far has Javon progressed?
You have to talk to Javon about that. I don't know.
Did something like that be a distraction, or was it at all? Is it
now? I mean, not really. I mean, I think when it first came out, I mean, obviously it was a little bit of distraction, but we moved on, and he kept playing, so I mean, it kept getting stretched out. So we had a kind of a good feeling that hopefully it might get a ruling in his favor. So we're happy for him for sure.
Well, it could be an advantage for both teams. How much does it help you guys knowing that you had a lot of success against the Chiefs and you only played them 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah, I mean, we're fresh off of them still. So, I mean, we both teams have a good feel, which is kind of a good and a bad thing because, I mean, they're probably going to have some wrinkles, and we're going to have some wrinkles for them. And you never know if they're really going to work or not, if they're going to come with the same stuff they did last time. So I think we got a good game plan. I mean, today we installed everything. It looked good. So we'll see how it turns out Sunday.
Jay, is there still a sense in the locker room that you can actually make the playoffs?
You know, we're not even talking about it, you know. We're just taking it one game at a time. We lost a big opportunity in Oakland. I mean, I think the guys realize that. So it really hasn't been a lot of talk about it. We're just worrying about Kansas City, and after that, we'll worry about the short week and go to Houston.
How much is Jared Allen becoming the type of player we have to game plan for?
Oh, you do. I mean, no question about it. You have to game plan for that guy. He's really long. He knocks passes down at the line if he doesn't get a big push. Creates havoc. I mean, he created some problems for us the first game, and I mean, this game we're definitely gonna have to take into account with him. And I mean, chip him with the running backs, help Matt a little bit over there. So it's something you definitely have to be aware of in the game.
How impressed have you been with Daniel Graham this year?
Yeah, I mean, he's first class. You know, he's a pro. He comes to work every day with the right attitude, right mindset, and goes out there and does his job. You know, doesn't complain about not getting balls, doesn't complain about having to block a little bit more than he probably wanted to. He just goes out there and does what's asked of him, and he does it well. So I mean, we need more of him around here.
How do you sum up the attitude of the team right now, coming off two road losses, coming back home, not the way you wanted it to be?
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, like I've been saying, you know, this team got a good leadership, good veterans. I mean, the guys keep the morale and keep the attitude up. I mean, I thought we had a good practice today. We'll try to continue that through the rest of the week. So, guys, I mean, you got to have a short memory in this league. You know, it's one week at a time. You can't worry about last week. You can't worry about the next week. You guys can take it one day, one practice, one game. Oh, I mean, it's a totally different game, totally different defense, game plan. I mean, we're obviously going to look at some of the stuff we did against them in the first game and maybe take some of that stuff and add on to it. But, you know, we watched the film as an offense, as a group, and, I mean, guys pointed out their mistakes, and, I mean, I thought it was good. But, well, I mean, we're not worried about it. We know we've got a good offense. We know we can score points and move the ball, and we think we can do that against this group coming up, too.
What are you hearing from fans when you're out and about? Do they try and give you advice? I mean, what are they saying to you?
I don't go out and about anymore.
Just stay in your home?
Yeah.
You haven't left?
Huh? No. Lock myself in my room. Yeah.
Out of curiosity.
Hey, I'm not happy with you right now. I heard you call me out at a charity event. I wasn't even at. Low blows? Come on, joke. Vic.
It was a wonderful joke. You would have laughed.
Okay.
I can't repeat it, but I don't want to. Hey, listen,
yeah, repeat it. Let the room hear it. I want to hear it. I want to hear it again.
You auctioned off 2 footballs, and I said they may have been the 2 interceptions, but you know.
You believe this guy?
Hey, have you, or has anybody from the organization heard from Jake Farmer?
I talked to Preston Parsons a couple days ago. I think he's one of the few people that that Jake keeps in touch with on a regular basis. But I mean, I don't think anyone on the team, maybe a couple of linemen, but I mean, Jake, he's doing his thing. You know how he is.
Are you surprised that he never came back?
No, not at all. No, I mean, I think towards the end, Jake, he was a little fed up with everything. He just kind of wanted to get away. I wouldn't be surprised if Jake came back maybe next year or the year after that. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure he misses it, but I mean, I he's having fun right now. I know that for sure.
He misses us.
Huh?
He misses us.
I bet he does. So do I.